Right now, we are talking about lines of consciousness at Ambush Gallery. So a line can be used in many ways in the visual arts. They can be thick, thin, curved, bent, broken, two, or in some cases even three-dimensional. But what remains the same for all of them is that they're instrumental for creating structure and form on the canvas. That is the focus for six emerging artists down at Ambush Gallery through their show Lines of Consciousness. I am joined in the studio by artist Morris Quinn, as well as the curator of the show, Gina Fenton. Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
So, Gina, you're the curator of the show. What function or role does this idea of the line play out in this show?
So the role of the show is, to draw together sort of six emerging artists who, all utilise line in very, vastly different ways, whether it's, line as a form of mark-making, sort of expression of temporal dynamics, or, as a vehicle for sort of gravitational push and pull. And it's sort of, all about the artists exploring line in their different ways through mediums and their sort of disciplinary choice. So the works on display are, paintings, prints, drawings, sculptures, and it sort of, reflects how each artist interacts and interprets their world really differently.
And there's this idea that the line can also have an invisible component too, I was reading. So could you talk a little bit more about what that invisible component means?
Yeah, definitely. So that to me was when I was sort of looking at Felix's work. He's one of the artists in the show. And line for in his work is sort of an invisible element, as it's a gravitational force used to sort of, destroy or crumple or affect the objects that he's working with. So he works with sort of, found objects, one of his pieces, like one ton fire horse. And there's sort of, it's an invisible sort of gravitational line.
And you were saying that there aren't just, strictly paperworks or charcoal or paintings in this show, but we do see far more than that. There are also a number of sculptural works, as you were just saying. So I'm so curious, how does this idea of the line, which is, traditionally associated with the visual arts on paper, how has that sort of transcended into, three-dimensional forms?
Yeah, so each artist who's working with line actually does work quite spatially as well. I think that's what I found really interesting about all the artists. Like, for example, Johann's work, he uses line to describe volume and space. So he, works with steel rod and creates these beautiful sort of spherical open forms. And then you have the interplay between two-dimensional sort of points where you view the work and the forms sort of combine into sort of one perspective, and then three-dimensional aspects where you're sort of walking around the work.
Morris, you're a multidisciplinary artist in this show, and your work, a lot of it deals with the idea of architectural spaces and how it's sort of being akin to having a second skin to the body. Could you talk a little bit about your work in this show?
Yeah, for sure. So I've just got some lithographs in it, and it's kind of just about the kind of visceral and internal experience of the way body moves through space and how our behavior is modified by the boundaries of our architecture, and how I guess through line becomes in a 3D world becomes space, and I guess it kind of extends, it goes from the 2D to the 3D and then maybe into the psyche, which is however many dimensions, and kind of just exploring how the different kind of dimensions of line and space can be, explained through, a 2D form.
Yeah. So for anyone who hasn't maybe seen some of your works, how would you describe that for some of our listeners?
I guess because these are 2D works, I guess. So it kind of plays with, the way the eye reads a two-dimensional space and almost kind of sees depth when there's no physical depth, or it... feels like it's creating a window when there's just a kind of obstructive wall of paper. So I'm kind of just trying to bend almost architecture and the body because it's a very kind of cemented form and kind of look at it, how much more malleable it is and how the body's impact on architecture can be malleable and the body itself can be malleable.
Totally. And Gina, as the curator of the show, there are so many different perspectives and how all of these different artists are engaging with this idea of the line in different ways. Could you talk a little bit more about some of the other artists? I know that Keo Shoji is one of the other artists in the show, and Keo has a background in carpentry and uses raw timber in the work. So could you talk a little bit about some of the other artists?
Yeah. So yeah, Keo, the work in the show, he works with sort of black butt timber, and it's this sort of dynamic form that extends from the wall to the floor. And his works are sort of exploring line as a three-dimensional element and really working with gravity again. And sort of it dictates your relationship to the work and the way that you interact with the space and perceive space to be as well, as it's quite sort of immersive and, you know, you walk around it. And, yeah, it's very different to, like, a two-dimensional relationship that you would have when you, yeah, viewing line.